You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Jersey Boys Podcast right here on the Blogging the Boys Podcast Network, powered by SB Nation. Your host, of course, Dave Sturcio, alongside the Ernst brothers, Keith and Brett Ernst. Fellas, the season is over. The season has come and gone, and now nothing matters. It's just I'm trying to fight back the urge to curse and go crazy and go off, but there's so many
listen, we got outcoached, okay?
Yep.
And Dak did not show up today. It's that simple.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say he didn't show up. I would say that in the big spots, there was a couple ill-advised throws that I couldn't get behind. But the biggest thing about this entire game.
No run game.
Well, that too. It's been released and reported and said to by Zeke himself that he's played the entire year on a torn PCL. That was something that he probably should have sat out with.
So then put Pollard in.
Absolutely. I'm not really understanding the lack of use for Tony Pollard today. Obviously, he showed some burst, so unless he was hurt or something that I'm not really aware of based off of all the reports that I see on the sidelines, Zeke Elliott was obviously not 100%, but it goes to show you that, you know, in his post-game press conference, he said that, you know, it's his job to go out there and try to perform, even if the job is bad. And
dude, listen, we had a lot of stupid penalties. How do you have false start and neutral zone infractions in your home field advantage? Number one, it was undisciplined. Number two, we didn't establish the run at all. And by the way, me and my brother were in a sea of Niner fans today. So, you know, dude, we watched that game. It made no sense. The play calling made no sense. Why didn't we run the ball? Especially at the last drive before the fourth and inches or whatever, you know, the one before we had to give the ball back.
Yeah.
We knew it was four downs. Just run the rock.
Yeah. I mean, I can't get behind the game plan. I don't know what Kellen Moore had dialed up for this team, but I will say that in the biggest spot of the year, Kellen Moore did not deliver, and neither did Mike McCarthy as far as discipline is concerned. I would have to say that the only bright spot of this entire team, which, again, I'm done with the mediocrity. There's been enough of Twitter saying, like, oh, I'm so glad we have Micah Parsons, or, oh, I'm so glad we have Trayvon Diggs. Like, none of that matters because, you know, the Cowboys decided not to show up again. So, yes, bright spot in this game, I would say Micah Parsons really played well. But again, that's great. We'll have him going forward, super duper. But I can't wrap my head around some of the play calls. I cannot for the life of me understand the quarterback draw call at the end with no timeouts. It didn't make much sense to me. And then obviously, you know, people are getting on the referee for not being on top of that play. And yes, it is his job to get down there and get on the play and set the ball. Maybe we could have had a second. But you know what, though? Hindsight, we shouldn't have been in that situation at all. So, the fact that we got the ball back is beyond me.
So, I've been saying this all season, bro. We have a good defense, but they're not the 85 Bears.
Correct.
Okay? You cannot keep putting that defense back on the field and expect them to win the game for us. You can't. Okay? And that was the problem. And listen, Dak got the ball twice with under 3 minutes, and he could not win the game for us. And if you're going to demand to be a top paid quarterback or top three paid quarterback, you need to deliver, man. I'm sorry. You need to deliver in that time. You have to.
I mean, look.
And, dude, throwing an interception like he did,
That was
a terrible pass.
There was a couple balls that sailed on him that just didn't look right. A couple balls over the middle to Cedric.
Look,
one of them.
That's what everything comes around to, is the quarterback play. That's what it is. It's the quarterback play.
Yeah, and we're gonna hear obviously a lot going into this week coming up with. Either, you know, you're going to hear the typical quarterback speech, meaning like, you know, I got to play better. I got to make better decisions. I got to do this. I got to do that. We're going to see and hear all that stuff. And I'm kind of over it, honestly. Like tonight kind of, I don't know, man. Tonight kind of like broke me to the point where I'm just like, this team will probably never win for as long as I live. Like if for the rest of my life, I don't see them.
I'm not getting over that Dak contract. We're not.
I'm not putting it on the contract. I'm talking about.
No, it is on the contract.
From the top. How are we going to keep Jerry Jones?
Okay. How are we going to keep Micah Parsons?
That's 5 years down the road, Brett. That's 5 years down the road. I'm not worried about that right now. They have rookie contracts. You don't have to worry about those guys. Those guys are paid and in the building, right? Now you got to worry about guys like Randy Gregory. You got to worry about guys
you
like...
You got 4 years because they'll sit out. They'll sit out a year.
Well,
to get paid.
Whatever the case may be, still 4 years, right? Like almost half a decade. So you have those players locked in. Those guys will be back. But
listen, the money Dak demanded and the way he's played.
And
by the way, I started believing. It's just he's an above average quarterback. I love the kid to death. I think he's a great kid, but my God, man, you were overthrowing, missing receivers, making bad progressions. It was not good. It just wasn't good. And the other thing is, you know, our defense, again, I love him, but what, how many stupid penalties did we have? Like when D Law, that, why were you tackling the
that was Gregory again?
I'm sorry, Randy Gregory. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Not really, I mean, sure. I know
we got
that
killed in penalties.
Listen, we set a record. We set a record tonight for most postseason penalties by the Cowboys team
at home.
So now, obviously, their questions will arise. There's a lot of things going on with the Cowboys. Like, obviously, they did not perform. I'm not going to jump on this whole bash Dak for his contract thing. I'm not doing that. I'm going to say he played a piss poor game tonight, and you know, and it was.
But
bad.
You have to understand something. No, really quick, Sturgy. If you're going to demand that much money, okay, you can't play piss poor in a playoff game.
Yeah, but. That's not really fair because I've seen Aaron Rodgers, I've seen Tom Brady play piss poor games, and they've all had money.
Oh, you mean the guy that has six Super Bowls?
I'm talking. All right, Aaron Rodgers has one. You know what I mean? So I'm not sitting there. He's going to be making more money than God. Yeah, you know, like it's not like Derek Carr has a massive contract. Russell Wilson has a massive contract. All these guys have massive contracts. Dak Prescott's contract is going to be the freaking.
So wait, let me ask you this, Sturge. Do you think after today's performance, he's an elite quarterback?
I think Dak Prescott's a gamer, and I think he can win games. I just don't know if it's hard for me to grasp with the team that's made up of right now, meaning, and it starts at the top. Jerry Jones, look, I think that the Cowboys draft well. I think they have good players on their team. I don't know if they've ever been led by a real leader. And I'm not throwing this all on McCarthy, but when you have 14
penalties, we had some bad calls. Our coaching tonight made no sense.
Well, I'm saying, like, when you have all these penalties, like, that falls on discipline. That falls on disciplining your players. So that falls on the top. So I don't know who the next coach is. I don't know if it's Mike McCarthy going forward. We don't know.
You think our defense played bad?
Here's the thing. When you give up in the NFL, we've had this conversation, all of us, all three of us. If you give up 20 to 23 points, you should win that game. Should win that game. It's the NFL. They're going to score. We've held them to so many field goals, and it looked like a lifeless Deebo Samuel touchdown at the end where everybody kind of just gave up, right? It just looked kind of crappy.
Okay.
So the defense overall played worst game, but again, not enough for the offense to come back from.
To me, it sounds like you're giving Dak a pass.
I'm not giving Dak a pass. I'm not.
You
I'm
can't.
Saying, no, but because, I'm not. I'm not giving
listen,
Dak a pass.
You
I'm
get
looking,
the ball with under the left. Sorry, Curse. Sorry. That's okay. You get the ball with under 3 minutes left twice. You need to do something. He had time.
He had time.
A lot of time.
Listen,
actually,
he had time. He also had
You're going to go out in a 4th and 11. You're gonna have to, like, what is that? You're telling me that would have happened with Tom Brady or Joe Montana, or quarterbacks that demanded the money he wanted?
I think you guys are fogged by that, the realization that you keep saying demanded. Like, he got market value, and his contract's going to be the 10th highest contract.
That's demanded. Because Romo never did that.
Romo was handed money.
No. Tom Brady, first of all, Tom Brady in the peak of his career was the 11th highest paid quarterback.
Yeah.
After winning Super Bowls. Dak is an above average quarterback, but he's not elite.
So then I'll throw this to you guys. Then who's your quarterback next year?
Well, that doesn't count. That's like putting a gun to my head and giving me an ultimatum of like, you want to eat healthy tonight. You want Burger King or McDonald's. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's healthy.
It just means you're giving us a choice.
Again, Dak is our guy. We have to go with him.
Right.
Okay. He played terrible. Terrible today. He missed receivers that were open. Okay. His progressions were bad. He threw an interception in the red zone when we were going to score. It was just not good, bro.
He didn't throw an interception.
You to hold out and say that you demand not Mahomes money, but second to Mahomes and not play that way. By the way, most of the responsibility in my opinion lays on the play calling. I mean, we really abandoned the rush game. And if Zeke's tender, then give it to Pollard.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know the answer.
And we set
a
record in penalties. It's coaching. And again, man, Dak did not play well today.
Well, he did not play well. You guys can harp on Dak, and that's fine because again, I'm not going to bat for him. I'm not saying like, oh, but he's our guy. Like, he's going to be QB1 next year and the year after that, and probably the year after that. So we're never going to
win a Super Bowl.
Well, then what is the point of all this? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm just saying. I mean, you got it, bro. We're becoming Detroit and Cleveland. That's what the Cowboys are becoming right now. I'm serious.
We will never get to where we're at.
It's 25 years, man.
26.
26. I mean, our defense played well enough for us to win today. Dude, we scored 7 freaking points in one half. Are you kidding?
So I think
dude, he missed CeeDee Lamb that was wide open. Look, man, he did not play well today. If you're going to tell me the 2 reasons why we lost, I'm going to say it was, I think we abandoned the rush, and Dak did not play well today, man. And it's just that simple. For a guy that wanted to be paid as a top 5 quarterback, he did not play like a top 5 quarterback today.
Absolutely not.
And I'm not, again, I'll repeat it. I'm not going to bat for him. I'm just telling you right now that what we saw tonight, this is now, we are officially on January the 16th at 9:30 at night on the East Coast. We're in the off season now. So now where do we go? Like, where does it?
So where do you think? Okay. So let me ask you this. Where do you think we lost the game? If you were to say that the top 3 reasons why we lost the game,
offensive line played very, very bad.
I would agree with that. He was under duress
the entire game. And here's the kicker. The defensive front that the 49ers brought was minus Bosa at the end. Like, he didn't play a second half, and they still got to Dak Prescott. So I'll leave that on the offensive line. We have to get
younger. When he overthrew Wilson, and when he led from behind when it was CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
You asked me to list the things that I think are right and wrong. I think, honestly, first.
Here's what I would say. I would say that our play calling stunk because we abandoned the rush. Okay. Dak Prescott's progressions and his accuracy. And he missed receivers, overthrew receivers, threw interceptions when it was critical. Okay. That would be number 2. And number 3, I would say, is that we had a lot of penalties.
And like I told you guys already, that comes from above. So now I think that, you know, McCarthy said, he went into his press conference, I'm kind of tired of the whole I'm proud of my team thing, because he shouldn't be. He should be pissed, but he's not. Or I'm sure he's pissed, but he didn't show it. And Zeke said that the whole team's hurting, and I haven't listened to Dak yet, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say. But I do know that I think if Kellen Moore had an opportunity to become a head coach anywhere in the NFL, it went down the pisser tonight. Like, I don't think
that kid's ready. You really – all right, so how would you grade Dak's performance tonight?
I'll give Dak a C+.
Okay, how would you grade our defense today?
A B plus.
That's fair.
Offensive line, I'm giving him a C. You know what I mean? Like Zeke, I'm giving an absolute flat F. The guy had nothing.
Why? He barely got the ball.
He barely got the ball, and I'll give Kellen Moore an F minus for why. Where in the game plan?
Okay, I think we're on common ground.
Last week, the Dallas Cowboys, right? They went into Philadelphia and beat them up, right? And everybody said, well, they just beat up on a backup team. But the one guy that did stay out was Tony Pollard. And they said that kid was more fresh today than he's been in a long time. Where was Tony Pollard?
Here's the reason I give Dak an F, okay? And it's the last 3-4 minutes of the game. I'm sorry, man. You have to – I mean, look. You get down to a 4th and 11 – and I believe that's what it was on the final drive. And you guys keep talking about offensive line, you and my brother. He had time a lot. And there are times he should have ran. And then he decides to run at the worst possible point at the end of the game. Like, now you're going to run? Like, bro, he was – honestly, he was awful. He was.
I know.
He was awful.
And look, I
want to distinguish – I love Dak, okay? But I'm a Cowboy fan first. And the way he played tonight, that Steve Berline would have won that game for us. There's so many quarterbacks that we've had in the past that could have won that game for us. He was awful. And he was. And I say awful once again because of his contract. That's the only reason why. Because of his contract. I mean, you're going to get paid. You need to show up with 4 minutes left. Our season's over. Bro, it's freaking over.
If you're demanding elite money, you got to play like an elite quarterback. All right? And dude, yeah, listen, our offense could not get going. It could not get going. Man.
7 points? Really? 7 points in the first half? Are you serious? Tannehill had a better game. Tannehill had a better game than Dak did.
Tannehill didn't play yet.
Sorry. It's upsetting.
At the end of the day, you know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and defend Dak Prescott in his play. I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, he was or was not the reason why we couldn't win this game. I think that this is definitely going to go into the column of games we want to forget that Dak played. But at the end of the day, I'm sorry. I mean, the team went 12-5 under his leadership, and that says something for me. I don't know what to think or what to make of the team going forward.
We went 12-5 in a weak division. We lost to the AFC West, pretty much the whole division.
Except Chargers.
Right? With the exception of the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm just saying he was really disappointing. I agree with you. I don't think the offensive line played well today. Okay. I think the play calling was awful. And I think Dak is still part of the problem. His progression sucked. He missed targets. He missed open receivers. He missed. He overthrew before. His decision making was not good, man. And it's just, it was a bad game.
You know what really bothers me about this loss, and I'll be honest, the thing that bothers me is CBS Sportsline, ESPN. Everybody said we would lose. That's what bothers me. It's like you're at home. Everybody in the media is disrespecting you, and you go out and do that. Like, are you kidding?
All they did was they went out and they proved the media right. That's all they did. And I'm sorry, man. It's an unfortunate thing. We listen. I'm not about to say that the 49ers are a bad team either. You know, they're gonna get.
Listen, we were evenly matched.
Correct.
On the field.
Correct. I think pound for pound, we probably had just as many weapons as they do, and they have just as many defensive threats as we do as well.
I don't think we were matched on the sideline.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
You know what I compare this to? You know what I compare this loss to? And in 2007, okay, when the Ravens came to, or 2007, 2008, whatever it was, the Ravens came to Texas Stadium for our last game, and we lost.
Yeah.
I knew that team right there that lost to the Ravens in the last game at Texas Stadium, I knew that team would never win a Super Bowl because of the ramifications and everything that was behind that last game. That's how I feel about this team right now. Because you're at home, right? You're at freaking home, and you the whole world says you're not – media world says you're not going to win. How does that not motivate you to go out and beat the hell out of a team that you know you're better than? It makes no sense. So that's why I don't like it. I don't like – something needs to implode, bro. Something needs to implode.
Look, if we were paying Dak Garoppolo money, I would be like, okay. Because Garoppolo's not an – he's not an elite quarterback. He's an above-average quarterback.
Yeah, but he's getting paid.
But I'm saying – oh, yeah, I guess he is. He's not making as much as Dak, though.
No, no, nobody's not making as much as Dak. Dak is the second highest paid. Dak is the second highest paid. He was the highest paid at one time. That was when he went to a Super Bowl
contract.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no. Yeah, whatever. Scratch scratch that from the record.
Listen, at the end of the day.
I, you know what it is that I started believing in Dak, and I watched him play tonight. It just was not. He didn't even play on a Tony Romo level. And our play calling was just atrocious. It was a Jason Garrett level.
That's super
suspect.
It's
almost like, I think it's just the disappointment of like waking up Christmas morning and there's no gifts. You know, like this team really, really played like a NFC East average team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could sit there. I could sit there and get excited at 1 o'clock when I'm watching the Eagles get trounced, and then I realize, well, guess what? We're right there with Philadelphia at the end of the day.
Yo, I didn't see this coming.
You know what? I knew it was going to be tight.
No, I didn't, Sturge. I thought we were going to. You know what? I'm usually on target with a lot of this. I thought we were going to beat the hell out of them. I really did, and it's only because of the disrespect that the Cowboys got all week.
Also,
but they didn't feel that. They didn't feel it. And that's what bothers me.
Also, too, man, it's like, you know, we have so many weapons and it just seemed like none of them were utilized. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean listen, like if I were listing like top, if I were to say personally, Zeke is top five running back in the NFL. Cooper and Lamb, top five receiver in the NFL. Okay. Dak, I mean, it's just disappointing. Like,
it is.
It's just disappointing.
And the thing is, though, with Dak, like, he could win us the Super Bowl. He can. But we need a really, really, like, awesome defense to do it. We need We need the 85 Bears or the Ravens in the beginning of the, because
2001.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, man. It's not, because it almost seems like he needs that, like he needs that push from a defense. He needs it. It's like, no, just score. Just let's get ahead. Our defense is great. Our defense is above average. It is. It's average to above average. But the thing is, though, we're built on an offense, and our offense is the same. It's average to above average.
Yeah. And
you can't have that, man. You're not going to win a Super Bowl like that. You're not.
Dude, I really, honestly, man, I mean, our talent level's fucking sick. Oh. Can you hear me?
Yep, got you.
Can you hear me?
Yep, got you.
Our talent level's sick. We have a lot of talented players on the team. A lot. But you know, yeah, there was,
I mean, look, but here's where I go off the handle, you know, with that statement in general. You know, we've been saying things like that for a long time. You know, oh, the talent's there. Oh, the talent's there. Well, maybe the talent's not there. You know what I mean? Maybe we should stop praising guys like CeeDee Lamb and make sure that we know that he's not Justin Jefferson, and we know that he's not Ja'Marr Chase. You know what I'm saying? But we're all thinking that he could be, and he underperformed. And then a guy like Ezekiel Elliott, who I've went to bat for time and time again, I can't go to bat for him anymore. You know what I mean?
Because how many touches did Zeke have?
I don't know, man. I didn't see the stat. I know he rushed for 30 yards.
Okay, you know, how many touches did he have, though?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. 13, maybe less.
Okay, so again, Dak, literally, he was the majority of the offense today. Dude, he missed a lot of plays. He missed a lot of plays,
I'm aware.
Man.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, this one falls in so many different categories. I don't know if I've ever felt this gutted because of the fact that the hype was there and everybody thought we were going to just kind of, this was the run. Like the window's going to close.
Do you think Dak's an elite quarterback after this playoff game?
I think, again, I'll go back and just say that I think Dak is a winner, and I think he could win ball games. I just think that.
Do you think he's elite, though? That's a good question. I say no.
He's not top five.
An elite would have won this game.
Look, I think Justin Herbert would have won this game.
Justin Herbert didn't get to the playoffs.
Won this game.
Justin Herbert didn't get to the playoffs, Brett.
It doesn't matter, though.
Yes, it does matter. That does matter. That does matter.
Dude, the kid did not he did not make plays today, man. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. You got CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper. Again, I personally think that the number one problem is we never established the run. Ever. Right?
Yeah.
We could agree with that.
Part of
Zeke
the problem.
Only touched the ball 13 times.
I don't know if that's the number. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Let's go on the high end. He touched the ball 20 times. I mean, come on, dude. Now, look, San Francisco has a great defense. They really do. They have a good defense. They lost, two, three starters?
And yeah.
We didn't capitalize on that?
We did not. I even feel like Dak was still on the run.
A lot of dumb penalties. Whatever, bro. Yeah. I think we're all disappointed, but. Dak, I'll tell you right now, Dak had a lot of opportunities to win the game, and he didn't. I mean, we could all at least agree on that.
Yeah.
Just for the record, we love the kid. I think he's a great kid. Go ahead, bro.
All right. Here's something I want to say is the two things I look at in this game with Dak is the first drive and the last drive. Okay? Yeah, exactly. First drive was awful. Dalton Schultz, and even Romo pointed it out, was wide open, and he missed it, okay? It's pressure situations, man, okay, that I look at. And he couldn't get us a first down on the first series. And then not only that, I meant the last series. Or he had two chances, by the way. I know the second chance, there wasn't much time left.
But in that drive, he could not, but that's on it, bro.
That's how you judge quarterbacks. That's how you judge Brady. That's how you judge Montana. That's how you judge Aikman. This is how you judge quarterbacks, is by that performance. Now, this isn't a regular season game, bro. This is a playoff game. This is do or die. I mean, 49ers went and drove down our throats and scored, correct? And then we get the ball back, and you got Dalton Schultz open going across the middle. You can't hit that. We got a punt. And then you get the ball, fine. Look, our defense got an interception that set us up to be in contention with in the game, pretty much. Right? Our defense doesn't get that interception. Who knows? I mean, they helped him again. I mean, bro, I'm not impressed with Dak right now. I'm very upset. I'm very upset with that.
And I will say this, I wish we were wrong. I don't want to be right. I love the kid a lot. I think the kid's got heart. I think the kid's got discipline. This was one of those defining moments. And these were one of those games where you really had to step up, and he did not play well. Not for a guy that demanded to be what he wanted.
And I was wrong. I was wrong, man. I'm wrong. And I'll be the first to admit it, because I believed in it. I did. I believed in it from the first 6 weeks. And he is the reason why we lost this game. And you could make 100 excuses, well, offensive line, whatever. He's the reason to me. He's the reason to me.
Can I say something? I don't think he's the reason we lost. I know this is going to sound like Yoda-esque. I think he's the reason why we didn't win. Does that make sense? There's a lot of factors to why we lost. I mean, but he had the opportunity to win.
Penalties left and right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm just saying penalties left and right doesn't help our cause. A lot of penalties.
No, but, you know, those last two drives, we really didn't have those penalties. When he ran the ball, just throw it away then. Or go for, you know, why would you run now?
Yeah.
I haven't dove into every nook and cranny.
Can you
of the
call
press
him and ask him, Sturge?
Yeah, I know. I wish I could. But I will say that apparently the draw play was the play that wasn't Dak calling his own number. There was a play there that wasn't supposed to take that much time. He ran a couple extra yards, and then therefore it leads to no attempt at the end, and we watched the clock expire, and the season was over. So, again, it stinks. It stings right now. The wound is way open, and everybody's pissed off. And justifiably so.
Can we sum it up by saying this? At least I don't think he's the reason why we lost, but he could have won that game.
I think
the reason why we lost was discipline and bad coaching, bad play calling. And if Dak could have won the game for us, he could have won the game for us twice. And it was just, I mean, dude, even again, it was a lot of bad progressions, a lot of bad reads, a lot of bad throws. Dude, it was he underthrew, he hit the ground.
Yeah, there's a couple.
The offensive line, I do not think they played their best game either, which is going to affect him.
Well, to be honest with you, they got some decisions to make over there, because obviously Tyron Smith, very old, he's hurt every other play, every other week. You know, is Lyle Collins your answer at right tackle? Is Connor Williams, who was flagged for more penalties tonight again, is he your left guard going forward? There's a lot of stuff that, you know, they got to address. Obviously, they got to get things done, and the Cowboys will start that literally tomorrow. So
listen, I hope Cowboy Nation knows that we do love Dak. Just like I loved Romo, and just like I loved Danny White. All right.
You skipped right over Aikman, huh?
Huh?
Said you skipped right over Aikman, huh?
No, because Aikman won.
Yeah, true.
Staubach won.
Correct.
They had that factor, that it factor.
I will shout out my dad. He said, you know, back in his day, that once Staubach came out, you knew he would win. You knew he was going to win that game.
Let me tell you something. If Troy Aikman got the ball as many times as Dak got the ball to win the game, I think we would have won it. Romo's my favorite quarterback in Cowboy history, but I wouldn't start him over Aikman or Staubach, right? It's just that simple. Not even because, you know, there was other things there where they played a little smarter. They didn't force passes. Dak Prescott did not play in a pressure situation as a guy that is, well, demanded that much money to be an elite quarterback. He did not play as an elite quarterback today. And that's what it is, man. It's like, look, dude, look, as a comedian, again, what, and anything that anybody does, from being a school teacher to a police officer to a construction worker, if I were to put $50,000 into a special and I've been killing at open mics, but then when I get, when it's time to get going, I don't deliver, then I have to really reassess my instinct, my killer instinct, my back against the wall instinct. You know what I mean? And by the way, the term is fourth quarter instinct. Does that make sense?
Yes.
When they say somebody that could perform under pressure, they say he's a fourth quarter guy. Dak was not a fourth quarter guy today at all.
I mean, he did.
I just want to reiterate and go on record. I don't think he's the reason why we lost, but I think he could have won the game for us and he didn't do it. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, I guess that's a little fairer than what you guys have been saying. And again, there was plenty of plays left on the field. And I think if he played at his level that I think that he's capable of playing.
Buddy, he underthrew.
He also ran a touchdown in to keep us in this thing.
Oh, good. Well, so what? That was one of the 7 points I think we scored in the first half.
No, I'm talking about at the end, bro. I'm talking about at the end when he ran it in. Talking about the end when he ran it in and he got us within six. That was on his legs and he scored because he went through his progression, saw nobody, and really ran it in.
His pass is the reason why we had to score twice. His interception was.
We'll go back and forth. You're right. I'm not denying that. You're right. Well, Here's my
problem with today's loss.
By the way, we're drunk and we took on about 80 49ers fans today.
So
I couldn't tell.
Here's my thing, okay? What's really sad about this whole thing is I'm used to this now. Yeah. And I don't like that as a Cowboys fan.
I know.
I'm used to it.
Bro,
it used to be where when we lost, I was like, oh man, it kept me up for 2 or 3 days. I'm over it. I am. Right now I'm over it. Because I'm so used to this. I'm used to this type of performance.
I'm not even kidding.
It's horrible.
The Cowboy fans that we were with, when he threw that interception, we all started laughing.
Yeah, we did.
We're like, God.
This is what it is.
Typical,
seriously, I said this earlier. I feel like we're the Browns. We're becoming that team.
We self-destruct and we don't deliver. And it's sad because when I remember a time when we would be like, oh God, that's an off day. We literally were laughing going, this is typical. And what's funny is the San Francisco 49er guy that was one of the guys that was hanging out with us. It was like in the fourth quarter when we were coming back, he goes, oh yeah, no, they're going to blow it. And we got the ball back and then we blew it.
Well, that's another problem. I would never sit there and watch a game with a 49er fan. Just couldn't do it. So that's up to me. I couldn't sit there and watch a Cowboy 49er game with a 49er fan.
Because you're not middle-aged. When you're middle-aged and you're sitting with people that are middle-aged and you've had a decades of disappointment, you're like, yeah, okay, whatever, man. Nobody cares.
Yeah, I think I'm getting there because today I was up and down. I was a roller coaster, and then the fact that they even gave us a chance with 40 seconds left, and Dak starts dicing him up down the field. I'm like, I can't believe this. We're gonna get a Hail Mary chance at the very
dicing him up. When did he start dicing him up? In the fourth quarter.
I said at the end of the game, the final drive, Brett. He went from the 20 to the 40 within a blink of an eye, all passing. All passing.
Okay, dude, he didn't start even doing
well. I'm just saying. I got into this mode where I thought, okay, the game's over prior to that.
If you're going to hold a training camp hostage and demand what you think the market should pay you.
He didn't hold anybody hostage,
and then play like he played today.
Oh, my God.
Can I say something?
We could add Jeff Hostetler would have played better.
Look, we're going to put a bow on this one because
this is what I'm going to say, Sturge, and this is actually a compliment towards you, is I know you love the Dallas Cowboys, and you would not be defending Dak the way you are if you thought or if he was a bad quarterback. So, because you're a Dallas Cowboy fan first. You're not a Dak Prescott fan first. You're a Dallas Cowboy fan first.
Yep.
So how I look at what you're saying is I really respect your opinion on Dak. And I want to believe what you're believing right now. I gotta see more. I gotta see a last drive in the playoffs where you win. But I know, look, if Dak was not a good quarterback for the Cowboys, you would be one of the first people saying he's not. Okay. You would be one of the first people to say that.
Hold on.
So I respect that.
How about this? I just got a text from a friend of mine that used to play for the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah?
Okay? I'm not mentioning names.
No, can you? I think you should definitely drop names.
No way. And he just went very disappointed.
So that's okay. So he's Jerry Jones. So are you friends with Jerry Jones? Because Jerry Jones said that too.
No. He just said very disappointed. And he's talked. I don't want to say who he's talking about, but it was very bad, bro. All right. How about this? Dak Prescott played like Baker Mayfield today.
That one's going to sting. Listen, I'm not sitting here, and I haven't for 41 minutes. I have not sat here and tried to defend his play tonight. It sucked. He stunk. I get it. I'm just saying, this is the guy. So unless you guys want to jump ship and go somewhere else, this is what we got to go with.
We're talking about the reasons why we lost this game, right? And the reasons why we didn't win this game. That's all we're talking about. We're not talking about the future. We're not talking about how we think of the kid. And I'm going to tell you right now, I guarantee you Dak is going to say the same things that we're saying. Because he has that much character, and he's that much of a stand-up kid.
I will say about Dak that he will not win a Super Bowl on his own. And you're like, oh, whatever. Like, he can't do what Montana did. He can't do what those quarterbacks did. Can he win us? Absolutely. But we need to concentrate in other areas. If we're going to keep Dak as our quarterback, we need to concentrate in other areas because he cannot do it.
Like coaching.
Yeah, like coaching. He cannot do it, bro. He can't, he can't do it like Montana did or any of those guys. He just can't.
Dude, have you ever? I know you know the John Candy story, right?
Yes, I know the John Candy story.
See, what made Joe Montana so great is he answered his own questions. When they were down by a touchdown because the defense let the Bengals score, he drove 98 yards and scored without an interception. Perfect receptions, perfect passes. How about this, Turkey? What was Dak's quarterback rating today?
I don't know, man. I don't have the stats in front of me. I get it.
No,
I'm right?
saying.
I don't know, man. I told you guys.
If you're going to hold out and you're going to demand elite money, you better have a quarterback rating over 100.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
in a playoff game when it counts.
Okay.
No, I want to say something.
In any of it, one more thing out of Keith. What's up? Keith said something.
Well, dude, because like I said, it's a team loss. Okay, it's a team loss. It starts from the head to the down, right? It starts from the top to the bottom. Dak could have won these games for us. He could have won this game for us. He had two opportunities to do it. And if you're a Cowboy fan and you watched Staubach and you watched Aikman and you watched these guys that were elite quarterbacks that are in the Hall of Fame, okay, that did not hold out and demand elite money, and they still won Super Bowls and championships, even Danny White. Okay, you watch those quarterbacks when you know the history of the team, and Dak did not deliver today. He just played average, not even I would say a little below average. Go ahead, bro.
All right.
Final thoughts from Keith Ernst before we wrap this up.
Well, really quick, bringing up the Montana thing, and the John Candy thing, and it's actually a really good point. because as I brought up earlier, the first drive and the last drive for the Cowboys, for Dak Prescott was not good. That Super Bowl he speaks of, Montana didn't play that great the whole game.
He didn't throw an interception the whole game. He's never thrown an interception. Right,
I know. But what I'm trying to say is that.
Well, actually, that was a Super Bowl, so don't.
Yeah. Care. So he didn't play that great the whole game. But guess what? That last drive, when it mattered, is when they won. And that's what I mean. Look, you can't have many opportunities like that in Dak's defense. Like, but you had one. You had it now.
He had two,
but the second one was a little. I would say more the first one than the second because there wasn't much time left. But I'm just saying though, like that's what defines you as an elite quarterback, which is what Montana did in that game. I mean, they only scored what it was like. I don't know what it was like, 14 to 17 or so. I don't even know. But I meant in that game, he showed up on that last drive, and our quarterback did not show up on our last drive. He didn't, man. And
I'm not hearing that. That's garbage because he did show up on that last drive. He had 40 seconds with no timeout, started on the 20 yard line, drove down the field.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the drive before.
Well, how many drives do you want? I'm talking about the last drive when he had one more chance to do it.
No,
he went out there and tried to do it.
The drive where we had 2 minutes left and we had three timeouts and he didn't score. I'm talking about that one where we had to punt and then use our timeouts. That's the drive I'm talking about.
I agree. I'm not going to defend the Dak Prescott performance.
Well,
does that
agree with it? It happened.
Agreed. All right.
He failed.
Yes. Dak Prescott failed. The Cowboys failed. It's another failed season. So in any event, this has been another episode of the Jersey Boys podcast.
No, you can find us here. Tell him I'm looking up his QB rating.
I don't care about his QBR right now, dude. I'm so – you can miss me with all your Dak slander for the rest of the night. But anyway, we'll talk next time. Another Cowboys season comes and goes, and obviously it ends in typical Cowboys form, which is unfortunate that we have to get used to this now, and we're not as
Can I say one thing before you wrap it up?
Sure.
We do love you, Dak. We love you. And we really hope we want you to be great. We want you to be great. Okay. I don't know if I love McCarthy as much as I love Dak.
I don't think anybody does.
But we love you, Dak. We really do. And I think you have the potential, and I think you can do it. I think you're a great kid. You just didn't do it today.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. You had a chance to win the games, and you didn't do it, and you made bad progressions, bad reads. And we abandoned. Dude, I'm devastated.
All right. Well, in any event, that'll do it for another episode of the Jersey Boys podcast. We're going to have to end this out on a high note. The season's over. We've made our points here. And tune in to all of the Blogging the Boys podcast networks this week. There's a lot to discuss. The offseason is obviously here a little bit earlier than we would have liked. But yeah, for Dave Sturcio, Brett, and Keith Ernst, this has been an episode of the Jersey Boys podcast. Please subscribe, like, all that stuff. And I appreciate everybody for listening all season long. And stick with us. And hopefully, 2022 can be a little better than this. All right. Take care, everybody.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.